Giuliani back in court this morning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And on his way in Atlanta, he didn't say much.
I'll talk about this until it's over. It's a grand jury, and grand juries, as I recall, a secret.
Giuliani was ordered to testify as that Georgia grand jury investigates his work as a Trump lawyer, claiming there was fraud in helping the then president try to overturn election results.
Giuliani learned Monday that he's a target of the probe, and there are questions about attorney-client privilege, as U.S. District Judge Lee Martin also Monday ordered U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham to also testify into Willis's investigation into Trump that Republicans say is nothing more than politics.
As Fox's Jeff Manasso, former President Trump's happy that Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who's helping lead the House investigation into the Capitol riot, got voted out in Wyoming's Republican primary. He called her, in a Truth Social post, spiteful and sanctimonious. Cheney's now considering a possible run for president.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
She lost to Harriet Hageman, who got more than twice the number of votes.
Wyoming wants a representative fighting to put America first.
In Alaska, the former president's also trying to unseat another critic, Senator Lisa Murkowski. But the GOP primary allows four candidates to advance, so she and her Trump-backed challenger will face off in November. The U.S. has gone on the attack in Somalia with a drone strike. It happened Sunday, but we're just learning now. 13 al-Shabaab terrorists were killed. Americans didn't do as much shopping in July.
Retail sales stayed flat in July as gas prices and auto sales fell. If those were left out, then sales rose 0.7% last month.
That's compared to June. Versus July of 2021, the retail sales total is way higher because of inflation and has us paying more for stuff.
The year-over-year increase was 10.3%.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A condemned killer has just hours left to live in Texas unless a court steps in at the last minute to spare Kosul Chantakumon, who's supposed to get a lethal injection this evening for murdering a real estate agent inside a model home in 2006. He claims he's innocent, but was convicted based on DNA evidence. A Florida prosecutor is going to court for a new reason. To get his job back.
Andrew Warren says his First Amendment rights were violated when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended him because of his positions on abortion and transgender rights. And he's filed a lawsuit to be reinstated. Warren was elected Hillsborough County State Attorney in 2016 by Tampa area voters and reelected in 2020. DeSantis says he suspended Warren for signing a national pledge to not prosecute women and doctors for violating state abortion laws or families seeking treatment for transgender minors. The lawsuit says Warren's suspension was retaliatory after he opposed the governor on several issues, including efforts by DeSantis to deny the restoration of voting rights for felons. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's a new study that says eating vegetables is good for you. Duh. But what the research also found is a sweet surprise.
How'd you like ice cream for breakfast? A new study from Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts, created the Food Compass after 3 years of research and analyzing 8,000 types of food and drinks. Options are scored between 0 and 100, with 100 being the most healthy. Chocolate ice cream with nuts scored 35 points because of protein and nutrient content, while a coconut and chocolate granola bar received just 15 points, made up mostly of refined refined starch and sugar. Frozen yogurt, a treat touted as the healthy alternative to ice cream, only scored 23. Not surprisingly, whole foods like fruits and vegetables ranked highly on the list, with spinach scoring a perfect 100. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
On Wall Street, selling, the Dow's down 220 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.